listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Ex-SAS soldier Oliver Schultz has been granted bail. He's accused of unlawfully killing a civilian in Afghanistan. A judge says the risk that he'll be targeted by Taliban and extremist Islamic inmates is too high. Joe Biden has consoled the United States following a school shooting in Nashville, which has left six people dead. Three children are among the victims after a 28-year-old woman opened fire at a private Christian elementary school. The U.S. president says the nation is reeling after yet another gun tragedy.
It's heartbreaking, a family's worst nightmare. And I want to commend the police who responded incredibly swiftly, within minutes.
A stalemate has developed over the federal government's housing fund. The PM hoped to pass a plan to build 30,000 new homes before the May budget, but the Greens are refusing to back it, pushing for Labor to up its target and add more support for renters. Jocelyn Martin from the Housing Industry Association says it's disappointing as it would be a great first step.
All sides of politics should view the passing of the bill as the first step in a long journey to addressing affordability. There's intense competition to secure housing, so the sooner we can address these issues, the better.
New ABS data shows retail sales rose 0.2% last month. Since November last year, total retail sales are down by more than $700 million. It comes as new stats show a third of Aussies had to lean on friends and family for financial help in the past 12 months. To sport, Bulldogs cult hero Josh Reynolds will lace up for his first game with the club since 2017 in this Sunday's Cowboys clash, while the West Tigers' John Bateman will return from a rib injury when they face the Broncos. The unbeaten Brisbane side remains unchanged. The Raiders are getting back Jamal Fogarty, but will be without Jack Whiten, who's copped a two-game ban. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have already been linked to Whiten hours after news he plans to hit the open market. Fox Sports reports he's already spoken to the NRL new boys about a potential move next season.